Touch from you, fresh infilling today. Lord, we ask that you would come to us by your Spirit through this day, Lord, that we would sense your presence in our lives, and that we would be responsive to your leading, to your voice. So, Lord, help us again to set aside all the distractions, the things that consume our thoughts and our emotions and our spirit. Lord, I pray that you would help us to turn our eyes upon you. Yes. Lord, that we would be able to see you more clearly today, that as you desire to show yourself to us, to reveal yourself to us, Lord, that we would have eyes that would see, ears that would hear, Lord, and hearts that would respond. So, Lord, we ask, come now, be faithful, Lord, and give more of yourself to us, and give us faith, Lord, to receive more of you today. Lord, we pray for children, campers today, in the cottage and in the village, Lord, that this is a day that you would do again new things, greater things than you've done. Lord, meet them. Speak through each counselor and each one involved in ministering to them, oh God. We pray that your voice would be clearly heard and that these young hearts would respond to you this day. Draw them nearer, oh God, to you. Pray your hand of protection upon each one on these grounds, Lord, those that are serving, working grounds in the kitchen, on staff throughout the camp, our children, dear God. We pray your covering and a hedge about each one, dear God, for safety and all the activities that are done and all the work that is being done, Lord. We pray, guard us in Jesus' name. Amen. In your white hymnals, number 77. Jesus, Lord God. Dear Jesus.
I was reading about two men in the Bible, and I just want to share it with you. One was Manasseh, and the other one was Nebuchadnezzar. They both were very wicked men, evil men, that went against the laws and whatever God had ordained, they went against and led the people in their evil ways. And Manasseh, he was the king, the son of King Hezekiah, and he reigned longer than any other Hebrew king. And so we read in 2nd, I wanted to just read a few verses in 2nd Chronicles in the 33rd chapter. It tells us a little bit what his life was like. It says, Manasseh led Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem astray to do more evil than the nations when the Lord destroyed, which the Lord destroyed before the people of Israel. So we see here a little story about Manasseh, what he was like. It tells us all in one verse here that he led them to Jerusalem. Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem astray. And he did more evil because we read on how he built high places and he erected altars and he did witchcraft and sorcery and so forth. He went to all those ungodly things and he turned back from his godly heritage and he didn't want anything to do with God anymore. He had a hardened heart. But then we read on in the next verse something about him. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they paid no attention. Therefore, the Lord brought upon them the commanders of the army of the king of Assyria, who captured Manasseh with hooks and bound him with chains of bronze and brought him to Babylon. And when he was in distress, he entreated the favor of the Lord. You see, he first had to go through some very hard times there. But because of his will, his evil will, and his evil way. And so God had to deal with him. And he was bound, it says, with chains of bronze and so forth. He was captured. How careful we have to be when we know God's ways and God's word, that we will not come against it, but that we will allow it to work in our hearts and lives and change us. And so for a while there, Manasseh suffered because of his stubbornness and rejected God. But yet when we read on, we see here in the 13th, 14th verse, he said, he prayed to God, and God was moved by his entreaty and heard his plea and brought him again to Jerusalem, into his kingdom. And then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. He knew the Lord was God. And what did he do then? He built an altar, it says. He built an outer wall for the city of David, west of Babylon, in the valley, and for the entrance into the fish gate, and carried it around and up and raised it to a very great height. And he also put commanders of the army in all the fortified cities of Judah. He took away the foreign gods, the things that he worshipped, and the idol from the house of the Lord, and all the altars that he had built on the mountain of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem. He threw them outside of the city and restored the altar of the Lord. And he offered out sacrifices on it, a peace offering and thanksgiving, and commanded Judah to serve the Lord, the God of Israel. And nevertheless, the people still sacrificed at the high place, but only to the Lord their God. He led them to the right place, to come to the Lord himself and worship him. And so they came only to the Lord their God. And what a wonderful outcome in Manasseh's life, beginning so with such evil ways and evil thoughts, and leading the people in evil ways. But God touched his heart, and he came to God, and he was able to lead the people in that way. And then we have another story in the book of Daniel. And that's the story of Nebuchadnezzar. And that's quite a story, too. He was a great king. And in fact, he reigned over Babylon for 43 years. And he was more for the outward things. He wanted beautiful temples and beautiful gardens. The hanging gardens. And perhaps you've seen pictures of that already. And he was the most great and powerful king. And then in verse 31, we read here, While the words were still in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven. O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you, and you shall be driven from among men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and you shall be made to eat grass like an ox. Even periods of time shall pass over you until you know that the Most High rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he will. And immediately the word was filled against Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from among men, and he ate grass like an ox, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hair grew as long as eagle's feathers, and his tails were the bird's claws. And his nails were like bird's claws. But then we go on in the next verse. What happens to him? At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him who lives forever. 7 years he lost it, but then he realized what he needed. That was the Lord himself. And what a beautiful ending here, where it says that he now is serving the Lord and praising and honoring the Lord forever, for his dominion is an everlasting dominion, his kingdom from generation to generation. See what great change came into this man's life. And we too can look to the Lord and be changed like these men were. No matter where we come from, what we were, but Jesus changes us. He gives us new life, a new understanding of his word, the hope of eternal life, the joy of living for him. And I'm so thankful for that, because that ending is for each and every one of us, no matter where we came from, whether we were born into a Christian home or not. But to follow the Lord is the most important thing in our lives. And the earlier we start, the better off we are, and I'm so thankful for that. And we have these examples in God's word of those that have turned their hearts to the Lord and have been effective. And we want to be effective. We want to be used by him. And so may the Lord bless these examples to our hearts.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Sing hymn number 298.